Well, I'm going down that highway, going to another town. Maybe when I find what I'm looking for, then maybe I'll settle down. Why don't you help me, brother? I'm a stranger in your town. Why don't you help me, sister? And then maybe I'll settle down. Why don't you help me, brother? I'm a stranger in your town. Why don't you help me, sister? And maybe I'll settle down.
Well, I worked my way from Boston to that San Francisco Bay. Maybe what I was looking for, I couldn't find along the way.
Why don't you help me, brother? I'm a stranger in your town. Why don't you help me, sister? And maybe I'll settle down.
Never been contented, no matter where I roam. It ain't no fun, see setting sun when you're far away from home.
Why don't you help me, brother? I'm a stranger. Town, why don't you help me, sister, and maybe I'll settle down.
I worked in the mills of Pittsburgh and the hills of Tennessee. Baby, all I want is to find a job that will set my mind at ease.
Why don't you help me, brother? I'm a stranger in your town. Why don't you help me, sister, and maybe I'll settle down.
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from the lovely lemon tree.
Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me. I fear you'll find that love is like the lovely lemon tree.
Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day beneath the lemon tree, my love and I did lie. A girl so sweet that when she smiled, the stars rose in the sky.
We passed that summer lost in love beneath the lemon tree. The music of her laughter hid my father's words from me.
Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
Well, one day she left without a word. She took away the sun. And in the dark she'd left behind, I knew what she had done. She'd left me for another. It's a common tale but true. A sadder man but wiser now, I sing these words to you. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
Lemon tree, lemon tree.
Thank you. We'd like to sing a children's song for you now that contains the three basic elements of every single children's song. The first element, of course, is simplicity, so that the child can fully understand the song. The second element is pathos, to prepare the child for later traumatic experiences. The third element is repetition, to give the child a false sense of security.
I had a dog and his name was Blue. I bet you $5 he's a good dog too. Singing, hey, oh Blue, you're a good doggy. Old Blue, come when I blow my horn. Old Blue, come when I blow my horn. Blue, come a running through the yellow corn. Blue, come a running when I blow my horn. Singing, hey, oh, Blue, you're a good doggy.
What if this song were to be changed? Modified by an unscrupulous modifier of folk songs, whose business it is to make this type of song palatable for the teenage, delinquent, mother, my dog instinct. For then it would be a rock and roll song.
Oh, nasty, unscrupulous modifier.
Would be played from one end of the country to the other on radio and television programs, including the Dick Clark Button Your Button show. No longer simple and pure and direct and to the point, now it would sound something like this.
Did you leave me? You promised to write, and I sit alone at night now, sifting sand through my fingers, looking for any trace of you. Come back, Blue. I want you. I need you.
And I'm going to have you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a whole lot. I think my compatriots agree with me when I think now is the time to make the announcement. That was a satire. In America, on Halloween, there's a tradition of running from house to house on Halloween. In New York, where I come from, the tradition is incredibly... And this running from house to house is actually something that has been done in Europe for many years. As a matter of fact, the children of Europe run from house to house on Christmas rather than Halloween, and instead of calling it tricks or treats, they call it going a solin.
Also, and all the little children that round your table grow, the cattle in your stable, the dog by your front door, and all that dwells within your gates, we wish you 10 times more.
Soul, 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 kick, please, good missus, a soul kick, apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry.
If the barrels are not empty, we hope you will be kind. We hope you will be kind with your apple and strawberry, for we'll come no more a soul until this time next year.
Soul, 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 kick, please, good missus, a soul kick, apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry.
My shoes are very thin. I have a little pocket to put a penny in. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you.
Soul, soul, soul kick, please, good missus, a soul kick, apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. Sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood, each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas, of beauty and of grace, oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Does not like to tune. Color Peter sour grapes.
Silver spoons to some mouths, golden spoons to others. Dare a man to change the given order? Though they smile and tell us all of us are brothers, never was it true this side of Jordan. Some garden gate or boarding. Thus will I, by some men, all my life be branded, never hurted none this side of Jordan.
Skyway, I
That was a song by Woody Guthrie, who is considered today to be one of America's greatest folk poets. There's a young man today that is writing songs in very much the same way that Woody Guthrie wrote songs. But his voice is so powerful today, and the words that he says are so poignant and meaningful to yourselves and to us, that we consider him to be the most important young folk singer in America today. He's very young. He's only 22. His name is Bob Dylan, and this is one of the songs that he has written.
To sit around and cry, babe, it don't matter anyhow. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Twice is all right. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I never know. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's alright. I'm a-walking down that long, lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, gal. So I'll just say fare thee well. I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's alright. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, till I can't hear you. Child, I'm told I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. So don't think twice, it's all right.
Rascal Puff,
and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Together, instead of us singing that to you, why don't you join in and sing along with us on the choruses? If you don't know the words, you'd better learn them.
Puff, Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Puff the magic dragon, live by the sail.
Jackie kept a lookout, perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee.
Thank you. was Luke John B., my grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did go, drinking all night,
drinking all night.
Got into a fight. I feel so break up, I want to go home.
You all know the ballad of the sloop John B. How could you help but know it? What if the song were not written 100 or 200 years ago? What if it were written in our own 20th century? Then it would be the saga of the battle between the pleasure cruiser and the commercial vessel. This then would be the 20th century push-button ballad of the sloop Johnny B.
Rented the sloop John B.
My wife Agnes and me, we rented it.
Around Frisco Bay we did go.
Harry.
Avast there, Agnes.
Harry, are you quite sure you know how to sail one of these things?
Listen, sweetheart, we're in the water and we're moving, aren't we?
So I stopped the John B. sail. See how the mainsail sails.
Harry, your mainsail, your mainsail's not setting, and it's in the water.
Must have attached the aftermath to the poop deck. or the mizzen, maybe I got the directions
Harry,
off the wrong box of cereal.
Harry.
What is it, sweetheart? What do you want? What are you getting all nervous and upset?
I
want
to go home.
Why do I want to go home? I mean, I'd like to go home myself. It's just that I don't know where in the hell we are. Here, hold on to my ukulele. I'll have the outboard motor started in a jiffy. Well, just a couple of jiffies anyway. I can't understand that. There's lots of gas in there.
Harry, you'll flood it.
How can I flood it, dear? There's no water anywhere around the motor. Let me. Why, you son of a Sears. Here we go, dear.
Oh, Harry, this is really wonderful.
I know I love the outdoors.
Harry, where'd you get the boat?
I rented it on my diner's club card.
Well, I say, Commander, there seems to be a small craft approaching us.
Yes, it's cutting right across our bow. Don't you think you ought to give it a warning blast?
A warning blast?
A warning blast.
Oh,
don't you give it a warning blast.
I say. Oh, Harry, look! The big boat's saying hello!
Hi, big boat!
Well, I say, Commander, they're waving and everything, but they're...
Cheerio!
I say, but they're not changing course one bit, sir.
Well, send up a signal rocket.
A signal rocket, yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Oh, Harry, look, there goes another astronaut!
I say...
Oh, dear.
Some say that Bob Dylan has touched the pulse of our generation. If he has, certainly he has in this song called Blowing in the Wind.
Must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever? Blowing in the wind, the answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
Ladies and gentlemen, join with us, please, in appreciation for the fourth member of our group. His name is Edgar O. De Haas. Alone and unafraid. Paul. Paul. Paul.
I can't turn a string.
Paul stalked the streets of Lower New York City. He walked the streets of Lower New York City in order to collect a song from children who were singing there and playing there and everything in the mud, in the dirt, the filth in the city. And he collected a song that we found out later was being used by the children as a signal device to warn each other of the approach of policemen as they stole hubcaps from cars. We continue to think the song, perform it. We do so because, perhaps as children, you have sung this song yourselves in one capacity or another. And when we're singing it, perhaps a familiar line or phrase, or just the whole feeling of the song, will just remind you of your childhood and you feel like joining in and singing right along with us in the familiar parts. Please don't.
House is on fire, and your children, they will burn, they will burn.
It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring, bumped his head and he went to bed and he couldn't get up in the morning. Rain, rain, go away, come again some.
They won't bother us anymore.
Follow this line, I had a hammer of danger.
about Samson and you read about his birth. He was the strongest man that ever lived on earth. And one day Samson was a-walking alone. He looked down on the ground and he saw an old jawbone. And he lifted up that jawbone, swung it over his head. And when he got to moving, 10,000 was dead. If I had my way, lion lord, he killed a man with his paw, and Samson, he got his hair around that lion's jaw, and he ripped that beast till the lion was dead, and the bees made honey in the lion's bed.
If I had my way, if I had my way in this wicked world, if I had my way, I would tear this building
fair loading. She had lovely looks, God knows, and coal black hair. And Goliath, she climbed upon Samson's knee. Said, tell me where your strength lies, if you please. And she talks so fine, Lord, and she talks so fair. Samson,